touched.
好像很久没有这么感动了。
I haven't been touched like this in a long time.
因为想到天国的王居然是以这样卑微的方式来到了人间。
Because the God of all creation came in such a humbled way.
那么最近我也看到在微信在各个传播媒介里面有一些抵抗圣诞节的一些的宣传。
Recently on social media like WeChat, I saw some posts that reject festivals like Christmas.
其实不单单是咱们中国人抵抗过抵抗圣诞节。
It's not only Chinese people that reject Christmas.
当年耶稣来到犹太的地方。
At the time when Jesus was with the Jews,
出生在自己的城里
born in his own country,
犹太人也不欢迎他的
the Jews also don't welcome him.
这个圣经说了一句话
the Bible said,
他来到自己的地方
he came to his own home,
自己的人反而不欢迎他
and his own people don't welcome him.
其实这个不仅仅是犹太人和中国人的特点
This is not only unique to Chinese people and Jewish people.
是普世的人的一个特点
It's people all over the world are the same.
我们的心里边都不喜欢耶稣的
In our hearts, we all don't like Jesus.
我们天然的生命里边，我们抗拒他的
In our nature, we reject him.
他来到我们的身体里边，我们转身而走的
When he comes into our heart, we turn around and reject him.
今天你来到这个教会
Today you come to this church.
我看到了一些陌生的面孔
I see some unfamiliar faces.
那么可能是第一次来到我们中间的
Maybe first comers.
欢迎你
We welcome you.
但是可能你的心里边本能的已经在拒绝了
But maybe in your heart you already are beginning to reject.
这是为什么呢
This is why.
等下我们来讲
Today I'll talk about this.
现在我先问一个问题
Today I want to ask a question.
只准许12岁以下的孩子回答。
Only allow children below the age of 12 to answer.
下边12岁以下的孩子听见，听着。
Everyone below the age of 12, please listen.
我现在要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
耶稣是不是生在12月25号
？Was Jesus born on the 25th of December?
是还是不是
？Yes or no?I hear a yes over there. Yes over there.
Yes. Yes. 好，十二岁以下的孩子说 yes 的，请举手。
To those kids who are below the age of 12 who say yes, please raise your hand.
Okay. 有没有说 no 的
？Is anyone saying no? Who says no?
Okay.有没有说不知道的？
Does anyone want to say they don't know?
。Okay.
Alright.
标准答案是不知道。
The right answer is we don't know.
所以耶稣具体出生在哪一天
？So the exact date of Jesus' birth.
没有人知道。
No one knows.
当然，当年的玛利亚知道。
Of course, Mary at the time knew.
牧羊人知道。
The shepherds knew.
但是其余的人大概都不大知道。
But everyone else probably didn't know.
圣经里边也没有准确的记录下来耶稣基督出生的哪一天。
The Bible also didn't specifically write the day of which Jesus was born.
那么这表示了一个非常非常重要的事情。
Then this shows a very important thing.
就是上帝给我们做出了第一个重要的榜样
is that Jesus was the number one example to us
叫做谦卑
is to be humble
人因着自己的骄傲
because of people's arrogance
人就产生了悖逆
people become
rebellious 那么这个悖逆在人的心里面
rebelling in someone's heart
导致我们不认识真正的上帝
causes us to not know the true God
抵抗圣诞节
and to reject Christmas
抵抗耶稣基督
to reject Jesus Christ
人心里边的这个悖逆的本性是根本的原因
the rebellious nature in someone's heart is the root of this problem
然而圣经虽然没有记录主耶稣出生的具体日期，
although the Bible didn't specify the date of Jesus' birth，
却准确地记录了这件事。
It accurately records this event。
那么这件事情是重要的，
This event is very important。
这件事情是宝贵的，
It's very precious。
那么在今天我们所读的经文里面，
In today's Bible, in today's scripture，
这个在路加福音第二章，
In Luke chapter 2，
那么在第十节这个地方，
In verse 10，
是这样写的，
it writes this，
说天使就对他们说，
But the angel said to them，
对谁说啊？
Saying to who？
对牧羊人说，
To the shepherds。
如果你现在你到以色列这个地方，
Now if you go to Israel，
你还是会看到很多牧羊人，
You still see a lot of shepherds。
1996年我去埃及。
In 1996, I went to Egypt.
我在埃及也见到牧羊人。
I also saw shepherds in Egypt.
这些人被称为叫做贝都因人。
These people are called
Bedouin.
Bedouin people.
Bedouin people. Bedouin 就是 means 他们住在旷野里边的这些人。
Bedouin means they live in the desert.
那么在开罗看到一个非常 奇怪的景象。
In Cairo, I saw a very odd scene.
有开奔驰，很现代的奔驰车的。
I saw people driving Mercedes-Benz, very modern cars.
那么看到牧羊人坐在牛车上。
And saw shepherds riding horse, like cows.
这个牛的车啊，那么这个车的轮子呢，还是木头的。
Oh, like cow carts, like carts that are led by cows, and it's made by wood.
它那个轮子是木头的。
Oh, the wheels are made of wood.
就是它上面连这个橡胶的轮胎都没有的。
It doesn't even have tires on it.
所以这个你就看到牧羊人是一群非常贫穷、非常不被人所接纳的一群人。
Shepherds are actually very poor, and they're not generally accepted by society.
可是天使抱着最重要的信息是向这些人报的。
But angels took the most important message and told it to the shepherds.
天使没有跑去跟凯撒大帝报告。
The angels didn't go tell Caesar.
为什么？
Why not?
因为他不配。
Because he's not worthy.
天使向了最卑微的人去报告。
The angels told the lowest of the low.
他们配吗？
Are they worthy?
他们也不配。
They are also not worthy.
为什么天使向他们去显现？
Why did the angel reveal this to them?
因为他们具备一颗谦卑的心。
Because they have a humble heart.
所以当天使向他们显现了以后，
So when the angel revealed themselves to
them, 他们就会跑到马棚里去敬拜他。
They went and ran to the,
可能告诉这个凯撒大帝。
They probably ran and praised Jesus and probably went to tell Caesar.
告诉那些有钱人。
Probably tell these rich people.
那些人说，哈，生在马槽里的婴孩，我才不去。
The baby born in a manger, I'm not going to go see that.
因此，我们中国人曾经说过一句很不应该的话。
So, us Chinese people once said something we shouldn't have.
我们说，基督教是帝国主义的。
We said.Christian is a
capitalism.
Capitalism.
不是 capitalism.
帝国主义。
Imperialism.
Imperialism. Christianity is imperialist.
这个帝国主义，英文好的帝国主义应该翻译成什么？我忘记了啊。Imperialism. OK. 其实，主耶稣来到这个世界上。
Truthfully, when Jesus came to earth.
他是最典型、最典型、最典型的，不知道他怎么翻译，叫做无产阶级。
He was the most typical has nothing. The person who has
good translation. 为什么这样？
Why is it like this?
耶稣生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
我们在座的各位，谁生在马槽里的？
Out of everyone, who was born in a manger?
为什么他生在马槽里？
Why was he born in a manger?
因为他怜悯世界上最穷的人。
Because he has mercy on the poorest people on earth.
就算一个讨饭的人，
Even a beggar.
他 他可能生在马路上。
He was born on the street.
耶稣说：“我和你一样。”
Jesus said, "I am the same."
没有比他再低的了。
No one is lower than he is.
所以为什么是这样
？So why is it like this?
因为他爱世界上的每一个人。
Because he loves every single person on this earth.
他爱世界上的穷人。
He loves the poor people.
他看重世界上最穷的人。
He looks and loves the poorest people.
任何一个穷人。
No matter what poor person,
不可能比耶稣更穷了。
Is not poorer than Jesus Christ.
那么这样，他就是世界上每一个人都可以平安来到他的面前。
So that everyone on earth can come to him in peace.
他是最尊贵的人，感到羞愧。
He is.
他使得世界上最贵尊贵的人在他面前感到 shameful.
He makes the richest person look shameful.
为什么
？Why?
因为他是万王之王，因为他是创造天地万物的上帝。
Because he's the King of Kings and he's the Creator of all the earth.
他能选择如此之卑微的方式来到人间。
And he chooses such a low way to come onto the earth.
很多人只能往上，不能往下。
A lot of people can only go up and not go down.
所以他是很心胸狭窄的，他只能往上走，不能往下走。
So he can only go up and not go down.
他们的 life very narrow.
Yes.
他们的生命是很狭窄，但是唯有我们的主耶稣基督。
But only our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是真正有宽广胸怀的人。
He has the widest of hearts.
他为着爱卑微的人。
Because he loved the lowest of the low.
选择了这样的方式。
He chooses this way to come down to us.
而且天使也选择了向最卑微的人报告这最美好最重要的信息。
And the angels even chose the lowest of the low to tell the most wonderful news.
当荣光向牧羊人显现的时候，
As the light of heaven showed was revealed to the shepherds,
这个天使第一句所说的话，
What the angels first said,
他说不要害怕。
The angels said, Do not be afraid.
不要害怕，不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
所以穷人常常是小胆的。
Poor people are usually very easily scared.
所以因为他们很卑微。
Because they're very low.
他们什么都没有。
They don't have anything.
你看见这么伟大的光。
When they see such a magnificent light.
因为上帝的光和物质的光不一样。
Because the God's light and the light we normally see is not the same.
这个物质的光只是一个单向的。
Materialistic light is one beam.
所以你这里有光的时候，这边就有一个影子。
If there's light here, then there will be a shadow.
当上帝的光一来的时候，没有影子的。
But the light of God does not have any shadows.
所以叫四面照着他们。
So it's 360 shining on them.
没有影子的。
There's no shadows.
所以他们会非常害怕。
So they were very scared.
因为这样他们才知道这是上帝的光。
Because only like this will they know it's God's light.
我们知道使徒保罗曾经遇见上帝的光。
We know that Apostle Paul once saw God's light.
这个四面照着他。
360 shining on him.
所以他的眼睛当时就瞎了。
So he was blind at that moment.
那么牧羊人也看到这个光。
The shepherds also saw this light.
眼睛没有瞎。
Their eyes did not go blind.
神的怜悯。
It's God's.
但是使他们知道这是神的光照着他们了。
But they know that this is God's light that is shining upon them.
下面就说我报给你大喜的信息。
Today, so down says I will give you good news of great joy.
然后说是关乎万民的。
That will be for all the people.
那么既然说关乎万民的，
since it says for all the people,
是不是也关乎你呢？
Isn't it also including you?
当然也关乎我。
Also including me.
在世界生活的每一个人，
includes every single person living on this earth.
圣诞节跟他们都有至关重要的关系。
Christmas has a direct and very important relationship with them.
所以今天的主题，
so today's topic,
叫做关乎万民的福音。
Is the gospel that is for all the people.
是对我们在座的每一位的好消息。
It is the good news to every person.
你说我挺好的，什么好消息？
You say, oh, I'm pretty good. What good news?
哦，大概今天我们教会聚餐。
It's about today we have a shared meal.
来吃一顿百家饭。
Oh, we're here to eat some food.
这个中国人说百家饭啊，就是all different kind of food 啊，好不好？
啊、isn't this good？
我觉得挺好的。
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
啊，所以我们常吃一吃我们弟兄姊妹爱心所做的各种的美食。
So we eat some of the food that are made of the love of the brothers and sisters.
但是当然我们有比这个更重要的要报告给大家的。
But of course we have a more important message we must tell everyone.
什么能被称为福音的好消息呢？
What can be said as the good news, the gospel?
对于我们来说，什么可以称得上是福音呢？
Today, what is good enough to be the gospel?
报告给大家，圣诞节就是福音。
Today I'm telling you, Christmas is the gospel.
在这里有两点我们要叫大家知道，圣诞节是关乎我们每一个人的好消息。
Today I'm telling you two points that is for all the people, the good news for all the people.
我们很感恩啊，这个主耶稣降生的这个故事被记载在路加福音里面。
Today we are very grateful that the birth of Jesus was recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
读过圣经的人就知道，路加不是犹太人。
Those who have read the Bible know that Luke is not a Jew.
那么很奇怪，这一些犹太人都没有具体的记录耶稣基督降生的故事。
Very weirdly, the Jews didn't.Specifically record the birth of Jesus.
因为这个对他们来说似乎不是重要的。
Because to them it's not very important.
而是他后来的生命里边，他行的神迹应验了犹太人旧约圣经的预言。他说这是弥赛亚。
But what he did in the future that he fulfilled previous prophets' prophecy and he's the Messiah. That's more important.
所以这个对他们来说很重要。
So that is very important to the Jews.
但是路加和你和我一样是非犹太人。
But Luke is like me and you. He was a Gentile.
那么耶稣基督降生是个历史的事实，这个很重要。
That Jesus' birth was a historical truth. That's very important.
那么在路加福音里边报告的说，这是关乎万民的，这个很重要。
And in Luke it says it is for all the people. That's very important.
因为他是耶稣降生为一个犹太人呢。
Because Jesus was born as a Jew.
所以我们误以为耶稣是圣诞老人。
We might misunderstand that he's Santa.
我们误以为耶稣是个西方人。
We might misunderstand that Jesus is a Westerner.
不是，耶稣是一位犹太人。
No, Jesus is a Jew.
那么犹太人当然说这个对我们弥赛亚对我们重要，这个当然很重要了。
Yes, Jesus is the Messiah. To us, it's very important.
那么对于外邦人有什么重要？
Is it important to the Gentiles?
所以路加记录这件事。
So in Luke it records this.
所以路加说我详细的去查考到底真的是这样吗？
So Luke specifically went to examine if this is really the truth.
哦，他说是真的。
He said yes, this is the truth.
而且今天在大卫的城里，
And today in the kingdom of David
出生了人类的救主。
Was born the savior of humanity.
这包括你，包括我在内。
Humanity includes you and me.
那么首先我们先要知道第一个重点。
The first we must know the most important point.
是关乎你，关乎我的。
That is important for you and me.
就是生在2018年以前。
That the one who was born 2018 years ago.
这一位耶稣。
This Jesus Christ.
他到底是谁？
Who is he?
昨天我跟郭鼎在做节目。
Yesterday I was hosting a radio show with Gordon.
我们提到这件历史上非常非常伟大的事情。
We mentioned this very significant event in history.
全世界的人都在纪念这件事情。
The whole world is in remembrance of this event.
我说中国人要拒绝圣诞节吗？
If Chinese people want to reject Christmas,
如果你真要拒绝圣诞节，
if you really want to reject Christmas,
你就要拒绝2018年。
You have to reject the year 2018.
因为2018年就是从圣诞节开始算起的。
Because the number 2018 is starts with the birth of Jesus Christ.
也就是说从耶稣基督降生到现在2018年。
In other words, it has been 2018And 18 years since the birth of Jesus.
那么他的出生把人类的历史划成了两个部分。
So his birth separated human history.
那么明显全人类都接受2018年。
It is very obvious that everyone accepts the year 2018.
那么全人类就都接受耶稣基督降生这件事情是人类历史上唯一最伟大的一件事，没有任何一件事可以和它相比的。
Then all humanity also agrees that the number one most important event is the birth of Jesus Christ.
这个世界上比耶稣伟大的人太多了。
The powerful people and significant people in the world, more than Jesus Christ, there are many of them.
Too many.
Too many of them.
耶稣只活了33岁耶。
Jesus only lived for 33 years.
在座的各位不用举手了。自己知道自己多少岁了，超过33岁的人多的是。
Probably a lot of us here who are older than 33 years old.
耶稣是亡国奴。亡国奴就是
slave of the country.
Yeah, 他那个时候
是 slave of the country.
就他的整个 country 是 slavery to Rome. At that time.
At the time, the Jewish people were under slavery of the Roman Empire.
Yeah. 这个所以这个他的一生只活了33年。
So his whole life, he only lived for 33 years.
这个人问他说耶稣我要跟随你行吗、
people ask him, Jesus, I want to follow you. Is this okay?
耶稣说可以啊。
Jesus said, that's all right.
但是你要知道我是狐狸有洞飞鸟有巢人子没有枕头的地方的。
But you must know that a bird has its nest.But fox has its hole, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head.
所以他在世上是一无所有的。
That on his earth he has nothing.
这么一个穷人。
This poor man.
而且最后他是被罗马人钉在十字架判死刑而死的一个人。
His death was also the Roman Empire nailed him on a cross.
耶稣在地上没有钱。
He didn't have any money on this earth.
没有权力
He didn't have any power.
没有受过教育
He didn't have an education.
没有见过一个教堂
He didn't make a church.
没过写过一本书
He didn't write a single book.
他什么都没有
He didn't do anything.
但是为什么他的降生成为人类历史上最重要的一件事
But why is his birth the most important event in all of humanity?
想过吗
Have you thought about this question?
唯有他第二个人不配
Nobody is as great as This event.
所以今天我们要先要知道第一件伟大的事情。
So today we must know the number one most important thing.
就是创造天地万物的上帝来到了人间。
Is that the God, the creator of all of earth, came down.
世界上最伟大的人。
There is no one greater.
都是他爹妈结合生下来的。
It is still someone that is born by his parents.
他都是一个人。
He is still a person.
但是唯有耶稣
But only Jesus Christ,
他是道成了肉身
He is the word become flesh.
是圣灵把上帝儿子的生命放在玛利亚的生命里头
It is the Holy Spirit inside of Mary.
使一个处女把上帝生在这个世界上
So that a virgin can give birth to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音第一章里边记载了耶稣的生命的本质。
In the first of John, recorded
John chapter
John chapter one, recorded Jesus's life.
这个一到四节我先读。
From verses 1-4.
这个太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的。凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的生命在他里头这生命就是人的光
John chapter 1 verses 1-4 In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God He was with God in the beginning Through him all things were made Without him nothing was made that has been made In him was life and the life was the light of men
现在大家把我们的思想冲出这个房间。
Now let's let our thoughts be outside of this room.
想想天地万物。
Think about all of creation.
想想太阳升起。
Think about the rising of the sun.
想想五谷发生。
Think about the plants being grown.
想想 有云有雨。
Thinking about the clouds and the rain.
想想花的美丽。
Think about the beautiful flowers.
想想这一切存在。
Think about everything that exists.
圣经告诉我们，这一切的存在都是因他的创造而有的。
Jesus says, because of him, all this creation exists.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
当年万物都是借着他造的。
At that time, because of him, all of creation was created.
圣经虽然没有明确地告诉我们，
although the Bible doesn't specifically say,
但是我们能够感受到一件事，
but we can feel,
在这个神的创造的里面，
that inside God's creation,
朋友，你感到了什么？
Friend, what do you feel?
如果你是麻木的，
if you feel nothing,
你是悖逆的，
if you feel rebellious,
可以理解。
I can understand.
我们把天然，
we take nature.
这个它翻译很难翻译的，在中文里边，我们把天然叫做自然。
We find nature is natural.
Creation is natural.
Creation.
We call the creation. It's been created. We call it natural. It happens by itself. No, it's been created.那么上帝创造这个世界，
Then God created this world，
在罗马书里边告诉我们他的神性表达出来。
He said that through his creation his godliness was shown。
当然在这里边表达了他的 永远的大能。
Of course it shows his internal power。
所以太阳每天升起每天降落，每天升起每天降落。
So the sun rises and falls every day。
一分一秒都不差。
Every second it doesn't, it's not wrong. It's
never wrong. 在这里边我们看到天体如此之运动。
And the world goes and spins every day.
谁在管？
Who takes care of it?
他创造，他还在管理。
He creates the world and he is also taking care of the world.
所以我们会感到他的大能。
So we feel his power.
感到他的信实。
Feel his reliability.
他的 faithfulness and reliability.
Faithfulness.
但是更重要的弟兄姊妹，我们要从中体会到他的本性。
But most of all, we need to understand who he is.
一个字。
One word.
上帝的本性。
God's nature.
One word.
One word.
Love.
爱。
感谢主，我说主。在每一样的事情里面，
In every single thing,
我们都能够感受到爱在其中。
We can feel God's love is within it.
上帝是何等的爱你。
God loves you so much.
你感觉不到吗？
Can't you feel it?
你感到生活这么样的舒服。
You feel like your life is so comfortable.
你感觉不到这是有很多很多的条件而促成的吗？
As a, under all these perfect conditions is your life like this.
他为爱创造宇宙万物。
Because of love, he created everything.
下面就更重要的是，
the next is more important.
他为爱把生命给了你。
And through love, he gave his life to you.
你的生命和动物的生命是不一样的。
Your life and the life of an animal is not the same.
如果我给动物给一只狗一个食物吃，
If I give some food to a dog,
它就摇摇尾巴，
He'll wag his tail.
如果我对它不太好，
If I'm not good to him,
它就汪汪，
He'll growl at you.
就是这么简单。
It's that easy.
但是我现在说中文，它就说英文。
But now I speak Chinese and she says English.
我说中文，它就翻英文。
I say Chinese and she translates to English.
我说英文，她就翻中文。
If I speak English, she'll translate to Chinese.
这个动物做不到的。
This animals can't do.
你教它，它也做不到的。
If you teach them, they still can't do it.
这是上帝在人类生命里边有特殊的恩赐。
This is a special blessing that God gives to humans.
圣经说了一句非常重要的话。
The Bible says something very important.
在它里面就是生命。
In him, in life.
然后这生命就是我们里边生命的源头。
In him is life, and in our life originates from God.
所以现在我们明白第一个关乎万民的事情。
So we Understand the number one thing that is for all people.
2018年以前，在伯利恒城出生的这一个叫做耶稣的小婴孩。
Jesus that was born in Bethlehem 2018 years ago.
他是谁
？Who is he？
他原来是创造天地万物的上帝。
He was the one that created all of the universe.
他原来是我们生命的源头。
And he is the origin of our life.
每一个人从一个婴孩长大的时候
Every person, when they grow from infant,
所以现在小孩子们 要明白
So now children must understand
很多小孩子不喜欢爹妈的
A lot of children don't like their parents
因为爹妈要求他们
Because parents discipline their child
这就是人类不喜欢上帝的原因
This is why people don't like God
有时候我想想我自己也是曾经如此之悖逆。
Sometimes I also think of myself and how rebellious I was.
然而，正是在这个悖逆的环境的里面，在我们悖逆的生命里面。
Within our rebellious life.
上帝借着父母的爱。
God through the love of our parents.
借着这个环境的美好。
Through the beauty of creation.
让我们来认识他。
To know him.
也正是因为这一份爱。
And because of this love,
创造天地万物的上帝
the creator, the Lord of creation,
我们生命的源头
the origin of our life,
他以非常温柔卑微的方式来到了世界上
He came in a very low, soft, humble way.
他悄悄地来到这个世界上
He came very quietly.
他不愿意在这个世界上让人感觉到是你感觉到有惊吓
He doesn't want you to feel startled.
他不以审判者的身份来到世界上。
He doesn't come as the judge to this earth.
因为他本来是如此之荣耀。
Before he was so glorified.
如此之伟大。
So powerful.
但是他来到这个世界上，他怕你害怕。
But he comes to this earth, he's scared that you'll be scared.
所以这个天使向牧羊人显现的时候所说的第一句话说你不要害怕。
So when the angels revealed themselves to the shepherds, the first thing he said was, do not be afraid.
这个世界上的君王来到我们中间会怎么样？
The king of kings came to this earth, what would happen?
离着大老远的那边就开始古代的时候啊就开始吹号了对不对？然后打一个牌中国人写上肃静回避然后咣咣敲锣一队一队的军马过去 That's the earthly king When the earthly king came What they do They blow trumpets in the front And right flags Everybody turn away So many bodyguards Poor people are scared You have to go back home Shut up your doorYou cannot see. That's the worldly king, right? But how about the heavenly king? He came to this world. What he do? He's so gentle, so humble, so quiet. Lay in a manger. And that is the heavenly king. Related to everybody.所以有很多时候你的父母来看你
So often when your parents come visit you
如果 你不在家里住的时候
If you're not living with them anymore
悄悄地来看你
They come very quietly
特别是当你是很糟糕的孩子的时候
Especially if you're not a very good child
妈妈来安慰你
Mom will come comfort you
来鼓励你
Come encourage you
来帮助你
Go to help you.
他不是来指责你的。
She's not there to criticize you.
所以耶稣基督自己说了一句话。
So Jesus Christ himself said.
他说人子降世。
He said the Son of Man comes to earth.
不是要定世人的罪。
Is not to condemn you.
而是要叫世人因他得救。
But through him be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
第一件伟大的事我们要理解啊。
The first number one most important thing we must understand
与我们有关系的
is related to us
因为是创造天地万物又是给我们生命的那一位在2018年以前他来到世界上了
The creator of all creation and the origin of our lives came down to earth 2018 years ago
第二件伟大的事
The number two significant thing
他说今天在大卫的城里
said, "Today in the kingdom of David,
为你们生了救主
was born your savior,
就是主基督
which is the Lord Jesus Christ."
我们来到教会
we come to church.
第一件非常重要的事
the number one very important thing.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹说
I often tell brothers and sisters.
第一件重要的事
the number one most important thing.
什么事
is what?
有还记得吗
does anyone remember?
来教会的时候，我常常告诉你，第一件重要的事。
I often come to church and say the number one most important thing.
拒绝宗教。
Is to reject religion.
不是来找宗教的。
We're not here to seek a religion.
我们来到这里是认识这位耶稣基督。
We come here to know Jesus.
信耶稣最重要的事，最后的结果什么
？To believe in Jesus, the number one most important result.
什么
？Is what?
回家
is to go home.
是 go home, 是回家
is to go home.
因为我们本来的家在那里
because our home is actually up there.
我们本来是他的儿女
we are actually his children.
我们被他祝福
we are blessed by him.
他创造一切给我们
he created everything for us.
但是我们因为无知、背叛、骄傲，我们远离了他
because of ignorance and pride, we are far away from him.
耶稣来干什么
why did Jesus come?
拯救我们回家
is to save us and to take us home.
所以耶稣不是教主 He is not the Lord of the religion. 他是 the Lord of salvation. 他不是宗教的教主
He isn't the leader of religion.
他是拯救我们的救主
He is our Lord and Savior.
他要来拯救我们
He came to save us.
你说我好好的我需要你拯救吗
I said, I'm pretty good, why do I need saving?
因为你还不知道
Because you do not know yet.
不知道你的生命是处在一个非常危险的状况里面
is that your life is in a very dangerous state.
可是咱们中国人不是完全不知道的
Our Chinese people are not completely oblivious.
有一件事大家一定会知道
There's something that everyone already knows.
小孩子也一定会知道
And children also know.
我现在问12岁以下的小孩
I now ask the children who are younger than 12.
在你的生命当中有些事会发生
In your life, some things may happen.
有些事可能不会发生
Some things may not happen.
但是有一件事
But there is one thing
一定会发生
That will always happen. For sure will happen.
每一个人都会发生的。
Everyone will go through this.
什么事
What is this?
什么事
What is this?
啊 See, there's one thing. Very, very sure happens to you. Going to happen to you. 什么事啊 What? There's something, one thing, must happen in the future in your life.Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you do. This thing must happen in your life. What? 啊？什么
？Die.
You are right. 100 marks, 一百分。所以12岁的小孩知道，早晚有一天他一定要死。
So even a 12-year-old knows that someday he's gonna die.
再问第二个问题。
Second question.
你知道你什么时候死吗
？Do you know when you're going to die?
No. 不知道。
He doesn't know.
咱们中国人说了一句话很有意思。
A very interesting thing that the Chinese people once said.
叫做“黄泉路上无老少”。
黄泉路上无老少。On the road of life, there's young people and old people.
It doesn't matter old or young.
Doesn't matter whether you're old or young.
Death, any time can happen to anybody. 所以我们的生命里边其实是很危险的。
So our life is actually in a very dangerous state.
任何一个时间，任何人的生命都可以立刻结束。
At any moment, at any second, someone's life can end.
是不是这样
？Is it not like this?
如果你认真的想，这是我们每一个人都要面对的一件事。
If you think about it carefully, everyone must face this problem.
但是你知道你为什么要死吗
？Do you understand why you must die?
知道吗
？Do you know?
你知道死对你意味着是什么吗
？Do you know what death means to you?
圣经给了我们答案。
The Bible gives us the answer.
死因为一件事而导致的。
Death is the result of one thing.
成年人说什么事？
What do the adults say?
罪。
Sin.
是因为我们犯罪。
It's because we sinned.
你说我坐这好好的，我犯过什么罪啊？
I sit here and you can say, oh, I didn't do anything that bad.
你没有犯罪，是因为你用了降低了的标准来衡量你自己。
If you say you haven't sinned, it's because you've lowered your standards.
因为你用世界的法律来衡量你自己。
Because you use the earthly laws to standardize yourself.
我们所说的犯罪。
The sin that we say
是按照上帝的标准来衡量你。
Is the standard of God.
上帝的标准在哪里告诉我们呢？
Where is the standard of God
written? 在我们每一个人的生命里面。
Is in everyone's life.
这个叫做良知。
It's called your
conscience. 你每一个人都有你的 right or wrong sense.
Everyone has a sense of right and wrong.
那么在本能的在你的里面。
It is instinctively inside you.
所以我们中国人用这个东西来衡量一下我们自己。
So Chinese people use this to standardize themselves.
他说金无足赤，人无完人。我他替他翻译好了。The gold never have 100% pure. Human have no one 100% right.你没有一个人在你的良心的面前是绝对没有错误的。
There is no one who is completely clear in front of their own conscience.
因此，我们自己的良心已经告诉我们，你是个罪人。
So our own conscience already tells us that you are a sinner.
每一个人毫无例外的，在上帝的审判面前，没有一个人可以说我是无罪的。
In front of God's judgment, no person can say that I am without sin.
那么有罪怎么办？
So what happens if you have sin?
刚才我们讲了，上帝的本性是慈爱的。
We say that God's nature is love.
但是同时，上帝的本性也是公义的。
But at the same time, God's nature is just.
请问，罪恶应不应该惩罚？
I ask if, should sin be punished?
应不应该？
Should it be punished?
如果罪恶不惩罚，
If sin is not punished,
这世界上就没有公义了，对吗？
Then there will be no justice in the world.
那么当我们说他应该罚，我不应该罚，
If you say, oh, he should be punished, I shouldn't be punished.
因为他是大罪人，你可能是个稍微小一点的罪人。
Because he's committed a bigger sin than you.
但是那是量的问题。
But that is just a matter of how much.
有没有罪是质的问题。
If you sin
or not,
sinned,
there's a quality problem, a quality difference. There's a sinner or not sinner. There's a big sinner or small sinner. There's a quantity difference. 所以神不是要小罪人，神要的是无罪的。
God doesn't care whether you've sinned a little or a lot.He wants someone who is sinless.
在人类的历史当中，
in the history of human,
人类有两件事无法解决。
There are two things that cannot be solved.
第一，
number one,
人类会犯罪。
That people sin.
我们中国人多少圣人的教训。
Our Chinese people, no matter how all the teachings that we have,
就连圣人本身都难免三分过犯。The holy people, the lack of, they still
cannot complete the three things.
Like 30% wrong, bad things, right? So, 在我们中国人的文化里边，世界人口我们知道人靠自己无法摆脱犯罪的问题。
All of humanity, we know that by our own nature, we cannot be away from sin.
那么第二件事情，
the second thing,
那就是任何人不能摆脱死亡的问题。
Is that no one can escape death?
那么现在我们报给大家这个好消息。
Now we tell everyone the good news.
这一位创造天地万物的上帝。
This Lord, the creator of all creation.
在约翰福音里边说，道成了肉身。
He said the word became flesh.
第一个圣诞节的时候。
At the first Christmas.
天使告诉我们，
The angel said to us,
他来成为我们的救主。
He came to be our savior.
那么他拯救什么？
Then what is he saving us from?
就是透过赎去我们的罪恶。
Through redeeming our sin,
给我们自由。
And to give us freedom.
那么这个自由不是我想干什么就干什么的自由。
This freedom isn't I can do whatever I want to do.
这个自由是从监狱里边被释放出来的那种自由。
This freedom is the type where you're released from prison.
是从定罪的地位上被称义的自由。
It is the freedom that releases you from sin into righteousness.
所以从 being judged to set free 就告诉你你可以得到自由了。那么这件事情是人类靠着自己的努力无法做到的。
This is something that human by their own power cannot achieve.
任何一个民族，任何一个个人都无法做到。
Not a single person can achieve this on their own.
可是我们都想做到啊。
But we all want to do it.
谁愿意生活在犯罪的状况里面？
Who wants to live a sinful life?
那除非是一个极端悖逆的人。
Unless you're an extreme rebellious person.
谁愿意生活在监狱里面？
Who wants to live in prison?
我相信没有人。
I believe no one wants to.
有一些人不知道地狱是怎么回事。
Some people don't know what hell's going to be like.
说我不下地狱，谁下地狱啊？
He said, I'm not going to go to hell. Like,
No, 他说 if I don't go to hell, who are gonna? 好像他很英雄，好像我不 I never scared to go to hell. Doesn't matter. Let me go. 其实他根本不知道他自己在说什么。
Actually, they don't know what they're talking about.
所以一切思维正常的人
So whoever has normal train of thought.
我们知道我们是有罪的。
We know that we are sinful.
我们知道我们要面对死亡。
We know that we need to face death.
中国人说善有善报。The good will get good result.
Chinese people say good is repaid with good.
那么恶有恶报。
Evil is repaid with evil.
那么不是不报，时候还没到。
If nothing hasn't happened, the time hasn't come yet.
Okay, good translation. 所以我们今天我们在道德上的缺失。
So today, our moral incompetence.
那么将来有一天，我们都要去承担。
One day we will all have to face.
然而这里有了好消息。
And today we hear the good news.
爱我们的天父。
The Creator who loves us.
他来到人间。
He came onto earth.
他生活33年的时间。
He lived for 33 years.
他为我们的罪受尽苦难。
He was punished and he was tortured for our sin.
最后他被钉在十字架上替我们而死。
And at the end he was nailed to the cross and died for our sins.
他是人类唯一的真正的牺牲。
He is the true sacrifice, only sacrifice for humanity.
为要使我们得福。
Is for us to be blessed.
为要使我们再次得着生命。
Is for us to have life.
所以我们第一个生命从他来。
So our first life is from him.
那个生命因罪而死。
That life dies because of sin.
现在他要再给我们一次生命。
He come against to renew our life.
给什么样的人呢？
To who?
所以天使说了一句话。
So the angels said.
他说至高至上荣耀归于上帝。
He said,on earth and in heaven, all glory be to God.
我们看到一个小婴孩生在马槽里，有什么荣耀？
We see the baby is born in a manger. What type of glory is this?
这荣耀就是爱的彰显。
This glory is love being shown.
是爱的彰显。
Is the symbol of love.
然后，地上平安要归于他所喜悦的人。
Peace on earth is for those who.
这个他所喜悦的人，你看路加福音2:14，
Peace on earth to men whom his favor rests.
那么这里边有两个字，我们需要去解释一下。
There are two words we must explain in this.
第一个是平安。
First is peace.
这里的平安其实原文是和好的意思。
In the original text, it means to make up.
就是。Reconciliation
is reconciliation.
是 reconcile the relationship between God and us and between us and us. 是所有的关系，所以这个在希伯来文里边用的就是那个 shalom 这个字。
So in the Jewish language, it uses the word shalom.
以前我们在最终的时候
before we were in peace, I mean in sin, We were separated with God.
We are
separated with each
other.
We live in our own selfishness.
但是耶稣来了,
but when Jesus comes,
He
wants to bring reconciliation amongst us.
但是不是所有的人都能够收到接收到这个祝福。
But not everyone can receive this reconciliation. It's only for those in his, whom his favor rests. So now we talk about a very important point.
我们想一想,
Let us think.
我们是他所喜悦的人吗?
Are we someone who his favor rests?
他喜悦什么样的人?
Who does his favor rest on?
在这里我要告诉大家,
Today I want to tell everyone.
想想你是不是?
Think about whether you are.
第一,
Number one.
他希望你是一个单纯的人。
He hopes that you are pure.
你不要狡猾,
Don't be
too cunning.
Cunning.
你要单纯,
you must be
simple.
Simple.
Pure and simple. 第二件事情,
Second.
你谦卑,
to be humble.
耶稣说你要回转, Jesus
said you must turn back to be like a child.
你要谦卑下来,
you must humble yourself.
你要知道你自己如果离了上帝,
you say that if you are away from God, you have nothing.
上帝不给你空气,
you are nothing. If God doesn't give you air, can you live?
上帝不给你阳光,
if God doesn't give you sunlight, can you live?
上帝不让你的消化系统能消化,
if God doesn't let your digestive system work, can you live?
上帝不看顾你的心脏跳,
God doesn't look after your heartbeat, then if you're sleeping, what are you going to do about it?
你知道大事小事上帝都在看顾你。
In big things, in the smallest things, God is looking over you.
不过你不知道就是了。
You just don't know.
所以你谦卑吧。
So be humble.
你知道你什么都不是。
You know that you have nothing, you are nothing.
然后第三件他所喜悦的人。
And third point is,
是悔改的人。
Is those who repent.
Repent. 你来到上帝的面前,
to come before God.
你需要悔改,
you need to repent.
你需要承认你自己犯罪,
you need to know and admit of your sins.
你不够好,
you're not good enough.
你是挺不错,
you're not too bad.
但是你不够好,
but you're not good enough.
所以你要向上帝悔改,
so you need to repent before God.
然后你需要认他,
you must acknowledge him.
需要去 recognize him.
Recognize him.
去认他, 然后去接受他,
and to accept him.
所以有这样的人,
so these people.
这样的人是什么样的人?
What type of people are these people?
这样的人是正常的人,
these people are the normal people.
这样的人是本来应该如此的人,
these people are what should be.
妈妈伺候你,
mom looks after you.
你应不应该谢谢妈妈?
Should you thank mom?
还是应该 rebel 妈妈?
Or should you rebel against mom?
爸爸工作养你,
dad works and looks
to support,
after you,
look after,
to
support your life. 你需要认他是你的爸爸, 对吗?
Shouldn't you acknowledge that he is your dad?
那么你说, 我只是想做一个好人, 我就不认我爸爸, 管他怎么会, 反正我就不认他就是了, 我就做一个好人就行了嘛。
I'm just going to do me, I'll be a good person, I don't need to admit my dad is my dad.
应该吗?
Should it be like this?
创造天地万物的上帝,
the God who created everything,
他创造的一切就本来应该使得我们能够感谢他了。
He created everything and everything for us, we should be thankful.
当我们 抵抗他的时候,
as we reject him and rebel against him,
他甚至于爱我们, 为我们来到这个世界上,
he still loves you and comes down to this earth,
为我们而死,
for you, and to die for you.
你还是要拒绝他吗?
Are you still going to reject him?
所以如果我们还要拒绝他,
if we still reject him,
那么我们就和他没有关系了,
then we don't have any relationship with him.
我们所做的一切,
everything that we do,
由我们自己来承担,
we must bear that responsibility ourselves.
但是现在他还爱你,
but right now he still loves you.
他来了2018年了,
he came 2018 years ago.
他还在等待,
he is still waiting.
他不是, 不要再来接我们到他那里去。
He doesn't not want you.
而是要等待有更多的人悔改。
But he's waiting for more people to go to him.
今天在这个圣诞节的时候。
Today on Christmas, in the Christmas time.
我们把这个消息来报告给你。
We send this message to you.
圣诞节为什么重要？
Why is Christmas important?
因为纪念创造天地万物的上帝来到我们中间。
Because it remembers the day that the Lord Jesus Christ came down to earth.
然后我们知道他是成为我们的救主的。
And that we know that he became our savior.
要拯救我们每一个人脱离罪恶和死亡。
And to save all of us from sin and death.
耶稣已经为我们预备了永远的家乡。
Jesus already prepared for us an eternal home.
很快他就要再来接我们。
Soon he will come to take us.
凡是信他的人。
For those who believe in him.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Will not die, but instead receive eternal life.
凡是不信的人。
For those who do not believe.
自己选择灭亡。
They choose death.
因为他们拒绝了拯救他的耶稣。
Because they reject the Savior.
拒绝了上帝对你的爱。
Reject God's love for them.
我们再说。
We say again.
不是上帝不爱你。
Isn't because God doesn't love you.
是因为你拒绝了他的爱。
Is because you've rejected his love.
不是上帝不救你。
Isn't that God doesn't save you.
是因为你拒绝了他的拯救。
Is because you've rejected his salvation.
不是天堂不欢迎你。
Isn't that heaven doesn't welcome you.
是你拒绝去。
Is that you've rejected to go.
每个人都要承担自己的责任。
Everyone must take up their own responsibility.
所以今天我们把大好的消息报给你。
So today I'm telling you the good news.
但愿你是个正常的人。
We hope that you're a normal person.
谦卑的人。
A humble person.
认罪悔改的人。
A person who repents of their sins.
认祖归宗的人。
And someone who
recognizes
their home to go home and goes.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.